Jerry Bader Show 1052. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. My favorite time of the year is here. And not just because of the eating, but I do love the eating. Yeah. It was a fabulous Thanksgiving. I hope yours was as well. Just a final thought on the China thing. This is how much the world has changed in 50 years. You have two nuclear superpowers. First, how many people really in the United States, if I did a survey right now, how many people would realize China is a nuclear superpower? Seriously. Name the top three nuclear superpowers. In this order, I would say the United States, China, and Russia. Because I don't actually know how well kept up Russia's nuclear arsenal is. I think China's is in pretty good shape. So you have two nuclear superpowers, China and the United States, playing a game of chicken. Don't cross this line. We crossed that line. They blinked. But as the Wall Street Journal points out, not responding is not going to play well at home. There's a very nationalistic mood in China right now. They're going to say, hey, how come you're allowing incursions into the zone that you said you weren't going to allow incursions into? Now what? China seems to have painted itself into an Obamian-type box. Here's another thought. Remember, I've said all along, Obama was going to get tested. What do you think China thought the odds were that the United States would violate that zone? They probably thought it was about zero. We, in fact, did send B-52s into that zone. But this is, 50 years ago, the world would be paralyzed paying attention to this stuff. 51 years ago, it was. Cuban Missile Crisis. We don't see a Cold War at all right now. I think we've been taking China ridiculously lightly, and we'll see how this plays out. Democratic Underground. I posted a while back in Democratic Underground. Hilarity ensued. Liberals come on my Facebook page and they say these things, and unless they get really out of line, I've banned a liberal or two on my Facebook page for just going completely over the top. For the most part, though, liberals are allowed to post on my Facebook page. I posted on Democratic Underground, and they banned me instantly. Now, this appeared Wednesday morning on Democratic Underground. Last night, Mary Burke spent an hour gripping and grinning with about 40 Fond du Lac area Democrats. I was able to ask two questions during the group session and one when I spoke to her one-on-one, writes the poster here. Paraphrasing, I tossed her a softball first. Would she take the Medicaid money and get a Wisconsin ACA exchange in place that actually helped our citizens gain access to health care? She's basically the opposite of Walker on this issue and did not equivocate. She would take the money, expand Medicaid eligibility. And, of course, a liberal sees that as grade passing with honors. Then a tougher one. Will she protect us from the mining interests that want to weaken our environmental protections and poison our water? I noted that it's been reported that she would support the mine with conditions. She equivocated. Now, we are referring to the Gogebic Taconite mine in far northwestern Wisconsin. She equivocated then again, so I asked to be blunt. Can you see any scenario where this mine is a good thing? Mary Burke's answer, no. No. The Republican Party of Wisconsin jumped on this. Breaking, millionaire Mary Burke finally makes promise to oppose job creation. Settles on anti-job stance after equivocating for weeks. Millionaire Mary Burke has run a no-promises campaign since her announcement, but she finally decided to make one promise to Wisconsin, to oppose job creation. This week, Burke declared that she doesn't support the mine in northern Wisconsin, which will create thousands of jobs and spur economic development. This truth came after Burke has equivocated to various groups over the last several weeks, giving answers on the mine that range from support to support with regulations to now full-out opposition, at least to one poster who was among a bunch of Fond du Lac libs who got a chance to meet her. I fully believe she said this. Probably never occurred to her that the lib would post at a Democratic underground. Of course she opposes that mine. Of course she opposes Act 10. Of course she opposes right to work, except it's okay that her family business, Trek Bicycle, is non-union. Well, that's different. That's her. You know. It's okay for some companies, like mine, my family's. But this stuff needs to get out there because she is going to try to be guarded in how far left she really is. And in some ways, the liberal base not being pleased with her gives her some cover. It gives her the illusion of being this moderate when she's not. Apparently, she's just not whack job far enough left for Scott Ross and Mike Tate and the rest of the liberal loons in Wisconsin. But this should come as no surprise at all that she would try to stop that mine from happening. This is what you're dealing with. I still did not get to Wisconsin versus Minnesota. Need to do that on Monday. 10:58, just 8 minutes from Rush. The good news is the Packers will not lose Sunday. Have a lovely weekend, won't you?
The Jerry Bader Show.